This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Democratic impeachment managers are in the final day of presenting their case in President Trump's impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. The managers are focusing on Trump's alleged attempts to cover up an abuse of power by withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating a political rival. California Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, says that President Trump has no intention of changing his behavior.
Merely exposing the president's scheme has not stopped him from continuing this destructive pattern of behavior that has brought us to this somber moment. He is who he is. That will not change, and nor will the danger associated with him.
Trump denies any wrongdoing, and his Republican defenders have said that his actions do not rise to the level of an impeachable offense. The president's legal team begins presenting its opening statements on Saturday morning. President Trump, meanwhile, made history Friday when he became the first sitting U.S. president to appear at the annual March for Life rally. Trump told the crowd it was a profound honor to speak with them and that he stands with them.
It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life.
The president's visit was also another bid to enlist white evangelical Christian voters and conservatives to help him win another term. Past presidents who opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely tied to demonstrators who want to outlaw abortion. Trump was a late convert to the cause. He had previously said he was pro-choice, but changed his stance when he ran for office. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. France on Friday announced two confirmed cases of the deadly new virus from China, the first reported in Europe, and the country's health minister said other new cases will likely follow. Meanwhile, China has locked down 10 cities out of concern about the spread of the virus. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
China has now suspended public transport in 10 cities and shut temples as measures are stepped up to contain the virus. Wuhan is in virtual lockdown. The sprawling metropolis, home to 11 million people, is surrounded by checkpoints, with travel in and out of the city tightly controlled. Inside, the government is building a brand new hospital over a weekend. Local media said bulldozers and diggers arrived Thursday night to begin construction, with the aim to have a 1,000-bed facility functioning by Monday. It's mirroring the outbreak of SARS in 2003, when Beijing built a hospital in just 1 week to cope with the virus that went on to kill nearly 800 people worldwide.
That's Michelle Hennessy reporting. Tens of thousands of people poured into a central Baghdad square Friday for what had been billed as a million-man march, carrying Iraqi flags and signs and shouting, "No, no, America." Many wore white fabric symbolizing their determination to see the U.S. military either leave Iraq or be expelled. Prominent Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had called for the march to demand the expulsion of American forces after the United States killed Qasem Soleimani, Iran's most powerful general, in a January 3rd airstrike at the Baghdad airport. Iran retaliated with airstrikes on U.S. bases in Iraq. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says that dozens of U.S. troops have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries from that Iranian missile strike on an Iraqi airbase. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Many of the U.S. troops at Ain al-Assad Air Base were already in bunkers when nearly a dozen Iranian ballistic missiles exploded. While no U.S. troops were killed, Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says
34 total members have been diagnosed with concussions.
Half of those have returned to military duties, but 17 of the 34 are still under medical observation or treatment, including 8 who have now arrived back in the U.S.
We want to make sure that they're getting the treatment that they need.
President Trump initially said he was told no troops have been injured in the Iranian strike. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Fears about the spread of the coronavirus from China pushed stock prices lower Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.58%. The S&P dropped by 0.9%. The NASDAQ lost 0.93%. I'm David Berg, VOA News.